amour fou. Crazy love is not a social democracy. It is not a parliament of two. The minutes of its secret meetings deal with meanings too enormous but too precise for prose. Not this, not that. Its book of emblems trembles in your hand. Naturally, it shits on schoolmasters and police, but it sneers at liberationists and ideologues as well. It is not a clean, well-lit room. A topological charlatan laid out its corridors and abandoned parks. Its ambush decor of luminous black and membranous maniacal red. Each of us owns half the map, like two Renaissance potentates. We define a new culture with our anathematized mingling of bodies, merging of liquids. The imaginal seams of our city-state blur in our sweat. Ontological anarchism never came back from its last fishing trip. So long as no one squeals to the FBI, chaos cares nothing for the future of civilization. Amour fou breeds only by accident. Its primary goal is ingestion of the galaxy, a conspiracy of transmutation. Its only concern for the family lies in the possibility of incest. Grow your own. Every human a pharaoh. Oh, most sincere listeners, my semblance, my brother, my sister. And in the masturbation of a child, it finds concealed, like a Japanese paper flower pill, the image of the crumbling of the state. Words belong to those who use them only till someone else steals them back. Realists disgrace themselves by selling amour fou to the ghost machine of abstraction. They sought in their unconsciousness only power over others, and in this they followed de Sade, who wanted freedom only for grown-up white men to eviscerate women and children. Amour fou is saturated with its own aesthetic. It fills itself to the borders of itself, with the trajectories of its own gestures. It runs on angels' clocks. It is not a fit state for commissars and shopkeepers. Its ego evaporates in the mutability of desire. Its communal spirit withers in the selfishness of obsession. Amour fou involves non-ordinary sexuality, the way sorcery demands non-ordinary consciousness. The Anglo-Saxon post-Protestant world channels all its suppressed sensuality into advertising and splits itself into clashing mobs, hysterical prudes versus promiscuous clones and former ex-singles. Amour fou doesn't want to join anyone's army. It takes no part in the gender wars. It is bored by equal opportunity employment. In fact, it refuses to work for a living. It doesn't complain, doesn't explain, never votes, and never pays taxes. Amour fou would like to see every bastard love child come to term and birthed. Amour fou thrives on anti-entropic devices. Amour fou loves to be molested by children. Amour fou is better than prayer, better than sensimia. Amour fou takes its own palm trees and moon wherever it goes. Amour fou admires tropicalismo, sabotage, breakdancing, Leilu and Majnun, the smells of gunpowder and sperm. Amour fou is always illegal, whether it's disguised as a marriage or a Boy Scout troop. Always drunk, whether on the wine of its own secretions or the smoke of its own polymorphous virtues. It is not the derangement of the senses, but rather their apotheosis. Not the result of freedom, but rather its precondition. Lux et voluptas. Light and pleasure. Light.